AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Blaming the fog of war, the president revealed today that U.S. drone strikes in Pakistan inadvertently killed two hostages held by al-Qaeda. One was an American, the other an Italian. Two other Americans who had leadership roles with the terror network were also killed. Obama soberly took full responsibility for the January CIA strikes and said he regretted the deaths of hostages Warren Weinstein of Rockville, Maryland, and Giovanni Laporto, an Italian aid worker.
As president and as commander-in-chief, I take full responsibility for all our counterterrorism operations, including the one that inadvertently took the lives of Warren and Giovanni. I profoundly regret what happened. On behalf of the United States government, I offer our deepest apologies to the families.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the families will be compensated.
I'm not aware of what the details of that compensation is, but I can tell you that compensation will be provided to both families, to both Dr. Weinstein and the family of Mr. Laporta.
Michael Brown's parents filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the city of Ferguson, Missouri today. Attorneys for Brown's parents promised the case would bring to light new forensic evidence and raise doubts about the police version of events. Loretta Lynch has been confirmed as Attorney General. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports she had waited months.
Lynch was confirmed as the nation's 83rd Attorney General by a vote of 56 to 43. That's the lowest number of yes votes for an attorney general since Michael Mukasey was confirmed with 53 votes in 2007. 10 Republicans joined with every Democrat and the two independents in voting for Lynch. The only senator who didn't vote was Ted Cruz of Texas, though he did voice his opposition to her confirmation during the debate.
This is AP Radio News. A U.S. official says an Iranian convoy of ships that was headed in the direction of Yemen has now reversed course.
The official says it's unclear where the nine ships are heading now, but they're no longer moving toward the Yemeni port of Aden. The Pentagon has said it's possible the ships might be carrying advanced weapons to Houthi rebels, which would violate a UN Security Council resolution. Several U.S. warships have been keeping an eye on the convoy, but Defense Secretary Ash Carter would not say yesterday whether the U.S. would forcibly stop and board one of the ships if it entered Yemeni waters. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Former CIA Director David Petraeus, whose career was ruined by an extramarital affair with his biographer, was sentenced today to 2 years probation and fined $100,000 for giving Paula Broadwell classified material while she was working on the book. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.